Well, here you've got a group that creates original country music songs. They also have a chance to feature a lot of interesting idioms from honky-tonk and just great songs delivered in a classic country way. I'll introduce you to the band, and you'll get a chance to know them throughout the coming hour. We have a lot of kids here, too, that are going to be listening. Let's welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, the Beagle Brothers. Beagle Brothers, great. Do you want to say hello and let them know your names? Do you want to say hi? Oh, there were these two adorable dancers. What are the names of these girls?
This is Rachel and Ada.
Rachel and Ada, they're hiding now. Where are you guys from?
We live here in Pittsburgh in Squirrel Hill.
Well, thank you for being here today. And I don't think the Beagle Brothers expected such great dancing today. And let's meet them and talk a little bit about the band. We'll start right here.
Sure. I'm Noah.
And can you tell me a little bit about how long you've been playing with the group?
Yeah, we've been playing for about 5 years now. Started in Bloomfield, I think, in 2005. Yeah, fall 2005.
Excellent. And then playing upright bass, we have
Kyle Klein.
And then we'll go around to the electric table playing steel, we have
Reed Connolly.
Reed Connolly. And Reed, have we met?
Maybe in a past life?
I think we have in a past life. I mean, I know we met like 10 minutes ago or so as you were setting up. Jeff, I've met before. Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
And I'll let you introduce yourself just the same.
Okay, Jeff Ritter.
And Jeff is here playing electric guitar, and then singing lead, playing guitar.
Is Gabriel Smith.
And I was going to ask. How did the group come together? How did you conceive of the group, or was the group conceived of?
We started playing in a rock and roll band back when we were in college, and it just kind of evolved into this. It's easier for us to transport our instruments when we don't have to bring all the amps and the drums and stuff.
Yeah, I'll say. And you have a really great sound. And there aren't, I can think of a few groups locally that are doing this kind of music, but there aren't too many. And it's very infectious. Obviously, it reaches people at a wide age range. You have Ada and Rachel dancing along, getting ready to dance a little bit more. And have you guys released any CDs as of yet?
Yeah, we have three releases, one full-length CD and then two EPs, and we're working on putting together a vinyl release that we're going to release early next year, I think.
Excellent. Well, it's a lot of fun to have you here. It sort of takes us back to the barn dance days. We can think either of the Louisiana Hayride or the Grand Ole Opry or the Jamboree. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play a song called Hey There, Blackbird.
Okay, well, once again, and we'll get our dancers ready to go, I hope we have the Beagle Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, hey there, blackbirds in the line. Warning you, can tell me about the baby of mine, cause she ain't been home in 2 or 3 days. Thinking that she might be back to her old ways. Well, the blackbird shuffle is the loudest walk. It seems that I've forgotten that the bird can't talk. Well, the blackberry wine really makes me feel fine. Don't you care for a drink? Down by the stream. Warning you, tell me I'm as bad as it seems. Cause my baby's been gone before. Push it up deep. Thinking that she might be playing at Lucy. Well, the crayfish scuttled right along the bank. Seems that I forgot. Keep going to the bank. Oh, the bottle of bean makes her live in the dream. Give her a drink. Crayfish in the stream. I say, hey there, rabbit. Down by the fence. Warning you, can help me try to make some sense. Cause my baby's been gone before. Pushing up on. Sooner out of here, you gotta tell me at once. Rabbit kinda scary as he went on his way. Seems that I forgot he ain't got nothing to say. Cause I'm all hopped up, don't take no offense. Don't you care for a drink or have a damn with the fence.
It's okay. Gotta love a group that they squeeze every last note out of the songs as they play. And what a great sound. As you're listening, I hope you can hear. You've got a couple acoustic guitars, a bass, lap steel, and electric guitar all coming together and sounding great. Upright bass, I should say, too. It's really swell to have you guys here. What attracted you to this kind of music?
We grew up playing our family, so our dad played a lot of Johnny Cash songs and Hank Williams and whatnot.
Yeah, and his dad too. I mean, so we just we did a lot of it when we were kids.
And where did you grow up?
Gabriel and I are from Kane, Pennsylvania, about 2.5 hours north of here. Kyle's from Mercer. Jeff is from New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
And Reed is from, like, the Philadelphia area.
Okay, but so growing up in Kane, is Kane in Venango or?
McKean County.
McKean,
yeah,
okay.
It's in the Allegheny
National listeners.
Forest, yeah.
Yeah, we have listeners in McKean through WCUC in Clarion. Did your dad, would he tune in the Grand Ole Opry ever at night or the Wheeling Jamboree? Because those programs would come in well in that part of the state.
I would say possibly. We had an uncle who's now deceased who was like a player from Ohio that was also a DJ too. That he did a lot of that stuff and he tuned into, I know, a lot of that music. It was probably in the 60s, right? Would you say like the early 60s, late 50s?
Do you recall his name?
Mike Sarlo.
Some people might remember him. Is your dad still living?
Yes, I'm sure.
Does he still play?
He does, yeah.
Okay, he must be really proud of what you guys have put together. These guys are based in Bloomfield. After the next song, we'll talk a little bit about opportunities you can have to hear them play or to get on their mailing list and learn more about them. What would you like to do next?
I think Noah's going to sing the next one.
Yep, this one's called Swingin' Door.
Once again, the Beagle Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Job on the vocal there, and while Kyle's taking a break there, I was going to come over and say hello to Jeff, who I haven't seen in a while. Jeff, how did you hook up with these guys? New Jerseyite and all, although I'm sure it was in Pittsburgh, not New Jersey.
Yeah, I've been here for 14 years in Pittsburgh, but I was just looking for some people to play music with, and I looked on Craigslist, actually. There was an ad for a guitar player for a, I think they said honky-tonk or country punk. I'm not sure what they said, but I emailed them and then went to a show, and next went to a rehearsal, and then next thing I knew, I was on the stage.
Well, you fit in really well with what you're playing, and I can tell you're having a good time, too, as you play. And it's great to see the dancers we have out here, too.
Yeah, just like my kids used to be that little and dance around and stuff like this. Now they, now they're too cool for that.
How old are your kids now?
Levon is 14 and Madeline's 11.
My goodness. And I can remember when you were expecting your first. That's been a long time. How can folks hear you guys? Are you playing out in Bloomfield a lot? Or, you know, where can we most easily find you?
We actually, you mentioned the Sunday night, or the Grand Ole Opry in the Louisiana Hayride. We actually host an event in Bloomfield. It's called Howler's Coyote Cafe. It's the second Sunday of every month, and it's called the Sunday Night Hayride, where we host, we open up, we play about 30 minutes worth of material, and then we have someone locally or nationally, or a national act come in, play for about 45 minutes. It's free. There's a whole bunch of free food. And we do that every month, second Sunday of every month.
That's terrific. So that'll be coming up, I guess, on
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Very nice. So,
I actually wanted to mention, too, we're very excited. Starting this Friday, the first Monday of every month, we're going to be doing... That's what I said, yeah, right? First Friday?
Friday, yeah.
First Friday of every month. We're calling it the Hollywood Hootenanny. It's in Rochester, Pennsylvania, and it's at a place called Hollywood Gardens. And we're going to be playing for, 3 hour set the first Friday of every month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and Rochester's not too far away. You can just go up 65 North Ohio River Boulevard and get a chance there, the holiday Hootenanny. So that'll be this coming Friday the 5th.
Yep.
And then you can also come to the Hayride on Saturday the 14th.
Sunday the
14th, Valentine's Day. Well, let's turn to another song. I can tell the kids are getting in the mood to dance once again. You're attracting a lot of attention to yourselves here, which is quite good. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We've had lots of nice calls and feedback. Why don't we turn it over to you for another song? What would you like to do next?
That sounds good. This one is called Sleepwalk.
Great
Reed
song.
Reed Connolly and Jeff Ritter.
You know, I heard you doing this during your sound check, and I thought you were just noodling around. It's going to be fun to hear you play this. Sleepwalk.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Remember to be good to your waiters and waitresses. Thank you for coming here. That's a great, great version of Sleepwalk. I almost said Sleep Rock. Sleepwalk sounded just great. Now, you guys have written, you write as well as play some of these old chestnuts, too. Who does most of the writing, or is it collaborative?
Pretty much Gabriel and I do most of it, yeah. So the songs that I sing, I normally write them, and the songs that he sings, he normally writes those.
Yeah, well, it's really a great sound to listen. And, we're lucky. I've said this before, but I think sometimes it's very easy to take for granted groups that are available right here in our own backyard to listen to. And the fact that you can go to a barn dance-style show at Howler's every second Sunday is really pretty cool. There are a lot of cities that would be thrilled to have an opportunity to do that, you know, once a year, let alone once a month. And the Rochester opportunity sounds pretty good, too. Let's talk about website, CDs, how you can
sure.
get there and them.
Our primary website is our MySpace site. It's www.myspace.com/TheBeagleBrothers, or just Beagle Brothers. Uh-huh. And there's merchandise there. You can get access to any of our albums that we've released to date. We also have T-shirts available and a pretty comprehensive listing of the shows that we'll be playing next also.
Excellent. Yeah, I was poking around there a little earlier this morning and enjoying looking at it. If you're just tuning in, the Beagle Brothers performing live at our studios today at the Children's Museum. We're outside in the big studio. You can hear the cacophony of some kids playing. It's kind of like being in a barn dance. As we play today. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. You can join us early, too, on PCTV 21 on Comcast in Pittsburgh. What's next?
This next one is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago. It was on our first EP. It's called Doggone It, I'm Busted.
One, two, three, four.
Well, the dice were loaded, the deck was stacked, I've been all red, it's fun to black, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And I don't think my baby's gonna let me in, when she finds out that I didn't win, looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, the fix was on me, and the cards were marked, and I lost my shirt to a dirty card shark, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted.
Beagle Brothers, and that's a song that sounds like a song that's a lot older than it really is, which is a compliment. You really have a knack for writing in that idiom. Who do you like to listen to? You mentioned the Hanks before, but do you have anybody making music today that you enjoy listening to? I guess Hank, counts.
We do Hank Williams III. We like quite a bit. We've played with and enjoyed a lot David Allan Coe. Also Wayne Hancock from Austin. Dale Watson is one of our favorites also. So, I mean, there are a lot of really great songwriters that play in that style that are playing today, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Any other favorites?
Junior Brown, he's a good one.
Robbie Foulkes.
Richard's Family Bible.
Oh, there's some, yeah, great yeah. local musicians, too. Richard's Family Bible, Slim Forsythe.
Ooh, the Auto Club.
Yeah, Slim does a good job.
Slim Cessna, yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, that's Slim does a great job, and he's been here a few times doing a great barn dance style of program. We've got a busy day here at the Children's Museum. You see, you have these kids listen to a lot of this honky-tonk music, and they get a little restless.
Yeah, yeah.
They just want to get footloose, fancy-free, dancing away.
We play at the Whole Foods parking lot occasionally. It's usually the children that really yeah. really appreciate it the most. Yeah.
Now, is that a how can I put? Is that a sanctioned gig where Whole Foods or
sanctioned gig,
okay
yeah.
you don't just
sure
like
is.
Take a space
no.
because that would actually be very interesting. You know, you could just go to a meter and put money in it. It's cheaper than renting, you know, a hall.
Sure.
I guess the Beatles tried it on top of a building once, but it'd be a little bit of fun. I think it'd be a lot of fun. The thing at the Whole Foods is this would never happen to you guys, but if you have a bad outing, you'd have really expensive organic produce thrown at you. You know, so it would be okay. It'd be okay. Yeah. And then the people would probably be kind enough to come and clean it up afterwards and apologize for doing it.
So the worse you do, the more produce you get.
That's right.
That's great.
That's right. You intentionally play bad to get this stuff thrown at you that you could then turn into something to eat. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's really a delight to have the Beagle Brothers here. You know, one of the fun things is you never know exactly what you're going to get at 11 o'clock with our live music segment. It's been classical. It's been jazz. It's been singer-songwriter folk. It's been people from all over the place. And today we've got somebody pretty much from right in our own backyard with the Beagle Brothers. And I'm now trying to read Noah's mind. I'm trying to guess what he's going to play next. And he's thinking. I don't think I'll ever.
I'm actually taking this song off, and my brother Gabriel's going to.
Oh, okay.
Salt to the Sea. It's one of our rarely played numbers.
We saved it for the radio.
Somewhere, there's a near distant memory. It lingers as close as the salt to the sea. And there, oh, there ain't no way to measure the distance from here to where we used to be. I'm supposing you found you a new love, someone to hold on to when things have got rough. Now I'm hoping to find me another, but the stars in the night sky sure don't shine on me. But they linger as close as the salt to the sea. Someday, when lost, love, and lonely are the words you can only be used to describe the way that you think on me, darling, in the measure of all of these tears that I cried. So run your rainwater through the salt of the land, and know that these tears come from only one man. And then you might know just what lonesome can be, when salt and rainwater just isn't the
thank you.
the Beagle Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're getting a number of calls coming in, people saying how much they're enjoying what you're doing. That's why I just snuck back in to the studio. I saw a few phone lines being answered, and it's good to know people are enjoying what you're doing so much. Beagle is B-A-B, like the dog, right? Beagle, B-E-A-G-L-E. That's a pretty song, too.
Thanks.
Did you write that song?
Yeah.
It's really nicely done.
Thank you.
And it's nice to hear you singing sort of solo, a little stripped down. I get the feeling that if you guys wanted to, you could probably just hold the stage for a long, long time. I'm guessing. Am I right? Could you go for it?
That's true, yeah. we've had many opportunities to play like 4-hour-long sets, 4 or 5 hours sometimes even. And we definitely got a big catalog of songs that we
do. Yeah, we know a lot.
Which is, and I can't tell you why you strike me as that. I think you just, you're all good players, and there's so much of a repertoire to choose from, such a great catalog of songs to choose from. It's now 21 before noon. Again, if you're just tuning in, if you were scanning the dial, maybe because you didn't feel like getting out of the house today or you're driving, thank you for stopping by this end of the dial on public radio to the Saturday Light Brigade. We appreciate your sticking around. We're here every Saturday morning. And I wonder if Noah's going to be forced to sing next.
It seems like it.
Yeah, I could tell. Which one of you is older?
Gabriel is older by about 2 years.
Gabriel kind of
bosses me around.
Bosses you.
Bit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Makes me sleep in his closet. this is a Johnny Cash song, actually. It's going to be featuring Reed on the lap steel. It's called Ring of Fire.
Saturday Light Brigade with the Beagle Brothers. And Jeff, you had a personal message during the last couple of songs or so. It was either Tim or Jim, somebody you went to high school with, listening to you and enjoying hearing you. Do you think you know who that is?
Who was it?
It's a Tim or a Jim who went to high school with you.
Probably Tim in Washington.
That's probably right. I don't think we got... It was a little hard to hear picking up the phone. I think you mentioned a Pam. Does that all ring a bell?
Oh, that's my sister.
Aha! So he said he graduated from high school between you and Pam. So now you know who it is?
Yeah, it's Tim Fabian, probably, from here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Tim Fabian. And I know Tim Fabian. Tim's very good at snapshot taking. So it's actually, Tim's a great photographer, and I say that with a tongue firmly in cheek. And Ricky's nodding and saying, I got it right, which is, it's good when you're married to have your wife nod her head and say right. It can be rare, but it's also very good. The Beagle Brothers are here playing. I keep wanting to mention the Howlers opportunities because it's just such a neat thing to do. You can go to Howlers in Bloomfield and hear these guys next on Valentine's Day and then on March 14th, second Sunday of every month. And they're also in Rochester on... It's a nice thing about February and March. The days like are the same. February 5th and then March 5th, the first Friday of every month, except in leap years. But this isn't one, so we won't worry too much about it. Probably have time for two more songs, I think. If that's okay with you guys, what would you like to play next?
This is a newer song. It's called You've Got the Wrong Man.
Okay, and this is one of yours, Gabriel? Okay, so once again, here they are, the Beagle Brothers.
Man doesn't plan to fall.
The Beagle Brothers, you guys are really a lot of fun. It's pretty hard not to listen and smile, and it's kind of like having a live jukebox, a very special live jukebox. I mean that in the most complimentary way. It's just the songs are really good. They're great songs. They fit the idiom really well, and as you're blending them, it doesn't... you really can't tell the old from the new unless you know the older songs. Like Ring of Fire, I guess, kind of sticks out. But it's really been a pleasure to have you guys. Can folks, too, if they stop by your MySpace site, will you do private gigs and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Get a hold of us. They can contact us through that.
Yeah.
Or beaglebrothers@gmail.com.
Yeah, beaglebrothers, that's easy, @gmail.com. I could imagine an interesting wedding or office party. Bar mitzvah, you never know.
We've done everything but the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, well, there you go. You can be the first.
Yeah.
The very first. The rhythm, and you guys are really tight. You just play really well together, and it shows. If you just are tuning in a little bit later this weekend or early next week, go to our neighborhoodvoices.org site. We'll have the Beagle Brothers, the performance from today, archived there for you to stream and listen to if you missed the earlier songs this morning. Sometime, I don't want to put Rob under too much pressure, sometime within the next three. Oh, he's saying today. Okay, at 1:05. Nah, we'll give you a little more time. Thank you to Robert Gray for doing a great job on mixing, and Ricky's been pitching in a little bit too. What do you want to finish up with?
So we're going to finish with a Hank Williams number. We figured since this is the Light Brigade, we're going to do, it's called I Saw the Light.
Oh, great song. Thank you, all of you, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, the Beagle Brothers.
Again to the Beagle Brothers.